You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another friendly episode of Ask Drone You. I am now your older host. I have made it over the hump. That's right. I'm now an old man.
You're a quarter of the way through life.
The term geriatric now applies to me.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. It still doesn't.
And on that bombshell, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
Yeah, I'm Rob. This is episode 832. We're really, really glad that you are with us. And yes, Paul is now over the 30 number. Pretty cool.
Well done.
You made it this far.
Yeah, I actually tried to lay really, really low for my 30th birthday. I know that sounds really weird, but I just wanted to be away from everyone. I wanted a day to myself and just to do nothing.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you did that in a nice city.
Yeah, I did that in San Diego.
Yep.
Although I did it so well, everyone in my family forgot to say happy birthday.
Well,
oh,
I win because I said happy birthday a week early.
Yeah, you did. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
Those families, I tell you.
Yeah. But anyway, excited to be here. Also, you know, we've been working a lot on the fly-in, and I'm really excited for a couple new speakers that we've got on board. We're going to be doing a presentation on the search and rescue stuff that we had on the podcast. So we're going to be doing a presentation on how to conduct those search and rescue operations. Really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then Pix4D is coming to do a live 1,000-acre processing with Pix4D fields, showcasing the power of this new agricultural technology, which essentially goes from autonomous drones to autonomous tractors. I mean, it's an A to Z platform. And I'm really excited about that. And on top of that, John McBride from Rocky Mount Unmanned Systems will be doing an update to his thermography stuff, kind of showcasing some of the more difficult images that you'll run into when you're doing thermography operations and how to really interpret them. And kind of go over some of the nuances that you can run into with thermography operations, which is going to be really important for anyone in public safety or anyone who's doing, you know, roof inspections or search and rescue. So it should be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be some high flyers there. Should be a lot of fun.
Yep. And also we are going to be doing a counter UAS demonstration, which will be an invite only. Can't say where, can't say how or when. But long and the short of it is we're going to be showing how we can keep the good guys flying while landing the nefarious guys at the same time. So it's also a solution that meets all FCC guidelines. So we're really excited about that. I'm actually going to be releasing the press release hopefully this afternoon.
Awesome. We got a good question for everybody today. Security.
Yeah.
Keeping things secure from, speaking of nefarious, those people out there trying to get your data.
Which is more than you think.
Probably is. So before we get to the question, we do want to share with you our friends over at Schedudrone. The founder of Schedudrone, Justin, identified a six-step process that nearly automates his entire business. And so Schedudrone, through what they learned doing that, is currently focused on the first part of it, which is assisting your clients with their service requests through location-based information collection primarily. And then once they get that figured out, they're going to be moving on to the other advanced automations like generating automated proposals, estimates, contracts, other legal documents, and eventually they're going to be able to help you with invoicing and billing. It's going to be a turnkey solution for helping you run your business in an automated fashion. Pretty cool stuff. Check them out at schedudrone.com. You can see the link in the show notes to this as well if Schedudrone seems difficult to spell. And you can do a 15-day trial, and you can also get 25% off of your monthly subscription price by using the code DRONEU, all lowercase, drone, and the letter U will get you 25% off. So check them out.
Well, hello, Paul and Rob. This is Kevin Letter. I've been a longtime Drone U member, but my first time for a podcast question. I have two questions. Should pilots use virtual private network, VPN, while using their phone or tablet to run the flight application? Second, do you believe it's a good idea to use VPN while flying?
Thank you, Kevin. Good to hear from you on the podcast. Kevin is a friend of ours from here in our local area. Good guy. Smart guy.
He's a very smart guy.
Works in kind of some of this area, so he knows what he's talking about, even though he's asking the question. But what are you thinking?
Well, for those of you guys who don't understand what a VPN is a virtual private network. And a lot of millennials and people who like to see the bigger picture with systems like to use VPNs for a couple of reasons that may make sense. And remember that sometimes innovation is born out of necessity. But for a long time, before we had unlimited data plans on our phones, a lot of people would be throttled. You remember that? You'd have your data throttled, meaning slowed down so much to the point that it was practically unusable.
Which still happens, by the way.
It still does happen if you didn't read the fine print. Go T-Mobile. Anyway, I love T-Mobile. All right, moving on. So if you have a VPN, essentially what happens is that your information is encrypted end to end. In addition, typically with a VPN, your IP address is changed. So if you're living in Tehran and you use a VPN, it's going to look like you're living in Texas. So if you wanted to watch a YouTube video, you could. Crazy, right?
It is pretty crazy.
You could be jailed for watching a YouTube video in some countries. You guys got to be grateful for freedom when we hear about things like that. But anyway, long story short, VPNs encrypt your information, so your data carrier could not see what information is going through the line, so they would not be able to throttle you. So people use VPNs for a long time so that the internet carriers and cell phone carriers couldn't throttle their data, which is brilliant, and it's awesome.
It actually is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that you can do is, like, if, for example, you go to, what is it, like Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, all these websites that want you to pay to read their news, even though you can get the same news story on like 20 different sites. Oftentimes, what my friends will do is they'll read, let's say, 5 or 10 New York Times or Washington Post articles. Then they'll flip the VPN on, turn off Chrome, start it back up again, and 10 new articles to read, baby. So there are a lot of beautiful things about VPNs.
Yeah, and frankly, I think that those big guys, they don't even care about that because it's so few and far between of people who know how to do that, so they're not going to worry about it.
Yeah, but VPNs also provide a really important service, like, for companies like us.
Sure.
Like, if you want to be able to access your desk computer remotely, like you are on a local secure network, you can do that with a VPN. I mean, We have, I think, 5 different VPNs actually running in this office right now. We've got one for the router, one for the mapping machine. I know you have one on your machine.
Yep.
And I use my own on my machines. So
they're handy.
They are handy. Now, when you're getting a VPN, there are a lot of different applications that you can use. There are places, NordVPN is one, CyberGhost is one. CyberGhost is what I use because of the options of being able to choose what country it looks like you're from. But there are a lot of options, and you can even get a free VPN. You don't have to pay for it. There are very, very good free VPNs. The only reason that I pay for CyberGhost is because it's a dedicated VPN and I get a lot faster speeds. You got to understand, when you use a VPN, you kind of slow down the cycle of everything internet, because number one, it's encrypted data, and number two, it's going to take a little time to go from place to place.
Right.
Another reason that people love to use VPNs, and this is my personal favorite story of working at Cardinal Health, everyone was banned from Facebook and drudgereport.com at Cardinal Health. And finally, everyone's sitting there complaining, and this other lady had brought in her iPad to be on Facebook and all this. And I finally went to someone's computer. I'm like, you know, you can bypass all this, right? Like, you just use a VPN. And like, they literally like looked up VPNs, downloaded one, and like the next week, everyone had Facebook.
Being productive. That's awesome.
But VPNs, no, the reason why this is important in the drone industry is actually quite simple. Many people, many higher up people, are very concerned about the data security issues going on with certain drone manufacturers. There have been hackers. They're not really hackers. These guys are actually really cool people. There are hackers and people out in the world, the Slack group, if you will, that believe we should have more power, and our Supreme Court has already proven that we do have this power as consumers, to utilize drones and control what can be seen and what can't be seen. But the problem with some of these drones is that they are sending data back to servers in other countries. The thing is, though, is that if you're ever worried about your data going back to China, let's say, for example, I don't think it's realistic that you're going to be using any DJI drones on any projects that are going to be of a scale that requires a security clearance, or you're in a restricted area, or any of that. You're not going to be using consumer drones at all for those types of projects. So for people who are worried about security and whatnot, I think it's something that it's a valid concern. And for people who are in super high-end jobs, they're already looking at different vehicles. Mm-hmm. I think that's why, you know, Intel Falcon 8, I mean, it has come out of nowhere and become an inspection powerhouse.
Right.
So, and it's a really expensive bird. I mean, it's a really expensive bird, but that's, you know, the quality that you need for those bigger jobs.
Sure.
So long and the short of it, we still haven't answered his question, which we will get to.
Send some good background, though.
Yeah, try to just give context, yeah. You know? And I think it's important to understand as well that with VPNs, you can protect your data, you can encrypt your data so people can't see the data that is going through. So it could help you if you were, let's say you're flying a Phantom in an area that you have some sort of corporate liability to not disclose information. Corporate espionage is actually huge. People will pay you significant amounts of money to fly your drone and map things and get information from places just to have information on the competitors.
Sure.
I've been hired to do it. I have a friend in New York that is all he does. And he makes more than six figures, and that's literally all he does. And there's nothing wrong with it because there's no such thing as aerial trespassing. So, that being said, moving on. So if you have one of those jobs, maybe a VPN is good for you because your data would be encrypted, but you could also just use something like privacy mode, local mode, or if you're flying a Phantom, you could do what I do, which is you could use a Crystal Sky monitor that is not connected to the internet, which actually has massive benefits beyond security because you don't get the DJI firmware upgrades that shut your drone down if you don't update the firmware, which is really annoying. So you don't have those issues. And actually, I do not connect DJI Go 4 to the internet at all anymore. The only thing that needs internet is Pix 4D, and that's what I let use internet. So
you just turn off your data on your phone?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
So cool. Because, well, and I mean, when we were just looking up, there's another question that we're going to be answering on the show coming up here about, you know, can you hack the Phantom 4 Pro V2? And I was just in one of the Slack groups, and they figured out that DJI has execution orders in the code that if you have a certain firmware and a certain, you know, AC, what's going to happen is that they're going to execute some sort of line of code to inhibit certain actions. Now, I don't know what it inhibits. I don't exactly understand how it works. But you guys know that this is no secret. I mean, for a while, people were stuck in their Phantom 4s and they couldn't fly beyond 80 feet or 50 feet because it wants you to update the firmware. And again, you know, I love DJI. They're a phenomenal company, the best drone product in the United States, in my opinion. But I mean, the Supreme Court has openly said that once you sell a product to a person, the person owns the product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems like some of these things are questionable legally, but I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But to me, it's like, you know, if I buy a product from you, I want to be able to say, never look for internet ever. If everything is working on this firmware, you are never allowed to look for firmware upgrades, because most of the problems that I see people running into and myself is when they go out to the field and they just forgot to turn their phone on airplane mode, and all of a sudden Go4 connects to the internet and now their video signal doesn't work. And it's like, you need to update your firmware, or something's beeping and they need to update their firmware. It's one of those things where it's like, if I sell you a circular saw and it decides to turn on whenever it wants to, that's a serious problem.
That would be bad.
If I've got a drone that decides when it's midair to create some sort of geofence and screws something up and loosens a connection with the solder joint, and now I lose an ESC and lose the motor and lose the whole drone, it's just one of those things that it will take time to correct, just like some of the things that you see on like in car infotainment systems.
Right.
Sometimes it's more buttons to actually get out of something that's made to distract you less. Like, for example, in CarPlay, when it reads your text message, I'm like, don't read my text messages. There's other people in the car.
Right.
So anyway, it's little things, little nuances like that in this firmware as to why people are using VPNs, turning off their internet, using privacy mode, using local mode. For all those people, though, that are fearful that I would call it the SUAS news people who are deeply concerned that drones are the Trojan horse of China, I don't think so.
So I
don't think so, because any job that requires classified data, you're not using DJI.
You're not using one anyways.
Yeah.
So you're not using VPN on your drones when you fly right now,
no,
right?
No.
Because you don't feel the need to.
I don't feel the need to because I'm not connected to the internet, because I have chosen to utilize a device that I can force to never have internet.
Right.
And I mean, it's gotten to the point where actually Kevin, who asked this question, was like, what if we actually encapsulate the phone in a Faraday cage, which we used evidence bags. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And see if it affects the signal quality from the drone to the vehicle itself, and see if we're still losing data, meaning it's non-secure.
Hmm.
And I mean, technically it works, but it really decreases the range.
I would imagine. I would imagine.
It's just because it's like right there next to the antennas. So, I mean, you're still getting a good signal, but it's just not the best signal.
Could you still go beyond line of sight?
No.
Okay.
No. So, why would you put an evidence bag over your phone to not have internet when you could just use a crystal sky? I can hear Vic just crying right now. He's like, oh, don't put anything over your screen. You need to be able to see that thing well.
Well, and a crystal sky is going to cost, what, $600-$800? Mm-hmm. So but that's one reason.
There are people in the forums that are asking if they can use crystal sky for other apps and applications, because the brightness on a crystal sky and the heat it can handle is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you saw that ranch I just filmed last week, 95 degrees down there, 10 miles, 20 miles off the Mexican border. It never overheated a single time.
Nice.
My iPhone 10, though, the only reason I regret buying an iPhone 10 is because it sucks so much at flying with drones. It overheats so fast. It is like 1/10 the time that my 6S would overheat.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
So it's too much going on in there.
Yeah, well, the other thing that I'm going to test here pretty soon is, does the case matter? Because Jason was saying, well, if the case doesn't let the phone breathe at all, you know. So the other thing that I did, because when I went to Artesia to go film the shopping center, which was the next day, my phone overheated and I was running Pix 4D. And you know what I did?
Hmm.
I put it in a bucket of water, cool it off.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Just because it's waterproof.
It's waterproof.
Huh. And it's still working?
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing a little test.
Do not put your phone in salt water, though. I learned that the hard way. I spent over $100 on iPhone cables.
Okay.
Salt water, no bueno.
Just fresh water.
Just fresh water
only. All right, cool. Okay, so the VPN thing, probably for the vast majority of pilots, it's not something they need to mess
with. Look, generally, with the way that privacy is going right now and all things, I have friends who use VPNs for everything. They don't want their information getting out.
Sure.
They don't want their computer systems hacked. They don't want a key logger to figure out what their password is while they're going into wellsfargo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're using VPNs for everything.
And a VPN will stop that from happening?
Okay. Let me put this in perspective. One of the big things going on Dateline, they had it all over the news like 2 years ago. I'm going to say this and you'll probably remember it. But do you remember when they were like, be careful of using public Wi-Fi networks in places like Starbucks because they can get all your bank information?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how. What they do is they set up a Wi-Fi quote-unquote router. They route all your data through their computer to then go through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But their computer is the pass-through.
Right.
So they can see all the data going through. Well, with a VPN, they can't see it.
Because it's bypassing them.
Yep.
Very cool.
So? Yeah.
So you can use a VPN in a Starbucks and you don't have to worry about those issues.
I'm still not using Starbucks Wi-Fi, but yeah.
But
technically.
Theoretically, you can.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Very interesting stuff. All right, well, Hopefully that answers Kevin's question.
I hope so.
Or the question that was ultimately posed in others' minds when they heard Kevin talking. But it is interesting information, and hopefully it's useful to all of you guys out there that are listening, as always. And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got more questions about technology as it relates to using your drone, yeah, just anything that you think other people might be interested in, please send that in at askdroneu.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Agreed. And guys, thank you very much for listening. Please share the show with a friend on Facebook. Please maybe leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you have a question, though, we're going to be doing a new series on business-related stuff. And I really want you to ask your business questions. Like, I know most of you struggle with business, right? Everyone wants to fly a drone, but how many people actually focus on learning how to run a business? Well, in the last year, we've been doing nothing but filming a business course. So, well, I can't say nothing. We've been doing a whole lot besides that, but our one main project.
Really looking forward to that coming out.
Anyway, so guys, throw in your business questions right now. Go to Ask a Drone U. I'm really, really excited to hear them. Also, thank you to the Drone U member who recommended the book, The CEO Next Door. It's my next new book I'm going to be listening to. And then I've got another one after that. But for all of those of you out there who focus on competition, focus on what people are doing, they're doing illegal stuff, you hate it. Look, there is nothing that you can do that's going to make you feel better about the situation until you decide that your time isn't worth the energy focused on them. Check out the book Give and Take by Adam Grant. I mentioned it before. I think you may find it's kind of like the scientific explanation as to why helping other people will help propel yourself forward. And on that, I'll leave you with that. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.